Borough committees are meeting to discuss the proposed minor offenses ordinance, but at one discussion this week, progress was slow. The minor offenses ordinance is causing more than a minor headache for those trying to dissect the 14-page list of regulations. It's also causing concerns from locals who fear their quality of life will be impacted with more restrictions. Borough officials say the ordinance is simply streamlining enforcement for regulations that already exist. The list of violations has been divided up between the Public Safety Commission, the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, the Government Affairs and Services Committee, and the Tourism Advisory Board to review and forward recommendations to the Assembly. But decrypting all of these rules could take a while.
I think what I got out of that committee meeting is that there's going to be a lot of hard work to get that ordinance to the point where I think it's digestible by the people of Haines. Maybe not quite a year, but it's going to take a long time. Every little section intertwines with another section and another title.
That's Dave Berry. He's an assembly member and the chair of the Government Affairs and Services Committee. He and the other three members of the GAS committee met on Monday to go through their assigned offenses. There was some confusion about what exactly the committee's role is when it comes to the proposed ordinance, with committee member George Campbell eager to take on the entire list.
We are the GAS committee. We've been asked to review the minor offenses ordinance as a whole. The point of order I want to make is I think our public here, and I would love to see how many agree with me, that this is part of what we're here to discuss, and they want it all discussed. So let's discuss it from the very beginning, because that's the meat of what a lot of people are having problems with.
After about 20 minutes, Mayor Jan Hill, who was there observing, stepped in to clarify.
The minor offenses ordinance as a whole will be gone over by the Assembly. We have taken sections out that pertain to the different committees that we have so that the Assembly doesn't have to go through the detail of each of those particular minor offenses. And then when that draft is put together with the input from each committee, then the Assembly goes through the draft ordinance. So you are tasked tonight to go through the ones that are applicable to the GAS committee.
Once it was clear, the committee got to work discussing the minutiae of a handful of offenses that didn't seem to fit with any other committee. Those included the presence of house numbers, obstructions in alleys, on roadways and sidewalks, and the use of motorized vehicles on Chilkat River beaches. Berry says he thought the motorized vehicle on Chilkat beaches issue had been resolved. More than a year ago, the Assembly made the decision to ban motorized vehicles in those areas.
You know, you can't go around the back door after we've already gone through and worked this system out. We did this, what's it, a year and a half ago?
Since it has come up again, Berry says the committee recommended getting legal clarification on the matter. The GAS committee on Monday got through five offenses in about 2 hours. The group decided on recommendations related to house numbers and obstructions on public throughways. They also recommended getting rid of an offense that deals with streets used for private purposes. They have also asked borough staff to clarify the details on an offense regarding restrictions at Picture Point. The Public Safety Commission and the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee are taking on their assigned offenses with different approaches. The Public Safety Commission powered through its list of ordinances and has already submitted recommendations to the Assembly. Commission Chair Jim Stanford says that many of the offenses in question were repetitive and pretty easy to make decisions on.
We just made recommendations from a generic position as to what we thought looked kind of unreasonable. There were several recommendations to drop the fines. I mean, not completely, but to reduce the fines.
Stanford says that taking the time to dissect the offenses now, before the ordinance is passed, just makes good sense.
Why would you put the cart before the horse and go ahead and pass an ordinance and hope you're going to change it later on? That doesn't seem to work.
The Port and Harbor Advisory Committee last week decided to take a different tack on harbor-related offenses. Some members and Harbor Master Sean Bell had concerns about certain offenses, but instead of taking action at this time, the group recommended passing the ordinance as is and dealing with changes in the future. As for the Tourism Advisory Board, they haven't yet met to discuss their portion of the list, and according to the borough website, there is no meeting scheduled. Although these four committees have been assigned to go over the offenses, the Assembly is still going ahead with its second public hearing on the ordinance Tuesday at 6:30. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.